This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Moore Pogo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Hi, gang. Did you know that plants have some brilliantly clever ways to protect themselves? They don't just sit there waiting to be eaten. Come on, I'll show you. Sometimes a simple spike is all that's needed to keep the plant safe. If you have touched holly or picked blackberries or raspberries, you might remember that the leaves and stems are covered in needle-like spikes, and they hurt. This is to stop grazing animals eating them because they'd hurt their mouths. Not nice. Other plants protect themselves with chemicals. Have you ever touched stinging nettles?
Ow!
Yes, that's normally the reaction. The chemicals in the fine hair-like cells on the leaves irritate our skin, making it itchy and sore. It does the same to animals too. And as a result, stinging nettles are left in peace. Sometimes the chemicals are mind-bogglingly clever, but we'll need to get a lot closer to see. We've zoomed down to the size of an ant to see how this geranium plant protects itself. Japanese beetles, like this one, love eating geraniums, but they don't enjoy it for long. The beetle's been paralysed by the chemicals in the leaves. He can't move a muscle. The chemicals will wear off in half an hour or so, but... Uh-oh! Because he can't run away, a bird's gobbled him up. How clever is that geranium? All without moving even one of its pink petals. All of this might have made gardens sound a bit scary. Maybe MapApp can tell us if we need to be worried about all these killer plants.
The electronic essential for every explorer.
For thousands of years, concoctions made of poisonous plants have been used by evil murderers to kill their victims. Hemlock and laburnum are two dastardly plants found in Britain, which can cause illness and even death if eaten. But don't worry, deaths from eating plants by accident are extremely uncommon. To stay safe, never eat plants or berries unless you're absolutely certain what they are. But don't let it stop you learning about plants and being outside.
Phew! Well, that's a relief. It's time for us to go, but we'll see you next time. In the meantime, find out more at funkidslive.com/biology.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Moore Pogo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.